Hello, it's Thursday, January the 14th. We're halfway through the month already, and I trust that you are well and keeping safe in this awful time that we're passing through, and my heart and prayers are with you today. We're looking at Psalm 119, this acrostic psalm, and we're in the section Samech, which roughly would be the S sound, and in Hebrew there's an S and a sh sound, so unlike the English alphabet, but this is the S sound, Samech, beginning at verse 113. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. That's an interesting word, double-minded. It's a joined-up word, double-minded. It's the word that's used in 1 Kings describing Elijah, the prophet, saying, how long will you halt between two opinions? I'm quoting the King James now, but it's the same word. And it's the image of somebody who's got one foot on the road and one foot in the ditch. And he's walking along, one foot on the road, one foot on the ditch. Double-minded, having two opinions. And it's an illustration of often how we live. Half the time we love Jesus, half the time we are in his word, half the time we are resolute, and then half the time, some of the time, we give in to a worldly point of view. We give in to temptation, we give in to godless thoughts, we give in to godless opinions, we are driven by the opinions of others on social media. We behave in a manner and say things in a manner that is entirely out of kilter with who we are as Christians. And we're half in, half out, half in, half out. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. And then at the end of the psalm, my flesh trembles for fear of you. I am afraid of your judgments. Yes, Christians should be afraid of the judgments of God. We are his children, for sure. But he chastises those whom he loves. And if we are half in and half out, are we sure that we are half in? Are we sure that we're only half in and not a quarter in? And three quarters out? And there is every reason to be fearful of God when there is a reason to be fearful of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's a verse that's found in several places in the Old Testament, and especially in the book of Proverbs. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I'm afraid of your judgments. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. Well, that's Samech. It's how to be different from the world. We need to be separate and different. It's a call to holiness. Well, next week we will go to the next section, the Ayin section in Psalm 119. Tomorrow will be Fun Facts Friday. I do hope that you'll be able to look in and hear some interesting things about various features here in the church at First Presbyterian Church in Columbia, South Carolina. Have a wonderful day.